It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Subscribing to our channel at Rumble is a great idea. Rumble is just like YouTube, but they don't tell us what we can't say. You'll find us at rumble.com/SkywatchTV, and we'll have new channels for our new programs launching later this week, including Simply His, Unraveling Revelation, and Return to Eden. But even better, you bring all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, then cast the programs to your big screen TV, your smart TV. From there, our free mobile app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we'll tell you where you can find the links to those app stores before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today is China. China's central bank is vowing to protect consumers from the collapse of Evergrande, $300 billion in outstanding liability and debt. And as the housing market begins to contract in China, the central bank there is injecting more cash into the banking system. This is the clearest sign yet that authorities in China will try to protect the world, but mainly itself, from the effects of the collapse of Evergrande. This is the world's most indebted developer. They missed a bond payment last week, and they've got another one due this week. The focus now on whether it will make that $47.5 million payment, which is due tomorrow, Wednesday, and then, beyond that, whether China can contain the economic damage if Evergrande collapses. Remember, Evergrande, 5 times more in debt than Lehman Brothers, which collapsed back in 2008, which triggered a global financial crisis. But that's not the only economic problem facing China. Rolling power shortages have been reported here in the last couple of weeks. It's forced the halt of production in numerous factories, including many suppliers for Apple and Tesla. Some shops in the northeast of the country operating by candlelight. Malls have been shutting early as power outages have continued. China's in the grip of a power crunch caused by a shortage of coal, toughening emissions standards, and strong demand from manufacturers. China's struggling to keep up with that while at the same time juggling the potential fallout from Evergrande. Topic number 4, the migrant camp in Del Rio, Texas has been cleared out. More than 16,000 were there last weekend, a week ago, and as of Friday, they were all gone. Where? Well, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, not quite sure. He says that about 12,000 have been released into the country. About 4,000 more have passed through the jungles of the Darien Gap in Panama and are now on the Colombian border and are making their way toward the United States. And 16,000 more are stuck in the northern Colombian beach town of Nacocli, waiting for their turn to get on boats that would take them toward the Darien Gap. In other words, we've just released about 12,000 out of 16,000 into the United States with notices to appear. Past history shows that about 47% of them will not show up according to their notice to appear at local immigration offices. And there are about 20,000 more on their way north. Colombia and Panama agreed last month that they'd allow 500 migrants to cross the border per day, but local officials are asking them to raise the quota, saying that 500 a day is not enough to keep pace with the up to 1,500 per day that arrive in that Colombian village. Again, 12,000 just released into the United States. Nobody really knows where, unvaccinated and unmasked, while most of our school children are told they must wear masks because science, which leads to topic number 3, the science. This may lead to staffing shortages at hospitals in New York State, an avoidable crisis that's being pushed by new Governor Kathy Hochul, who took over for the disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo. Healthcare workers had priority access to the vaccine when it was released back in December, but 9 months later, many of them still reluctant to take the vaccine. Up to 20% of healthcare workers and nursing home workers not yet vaccinated in New York, and actually around the country as a whole, but this holds true in New York as well. Well, last week in Rochester, during a press conference and on Wednesday, Governor Hochul told reporters that she hoped all unvaccinated workers would meet the deadline, which was yesterday, Monday, to take the vaccine. Otherwise, they would be fired. They would lose their jobs. 20% of the state's hospital and nursing home workers, she said, would be replaced possibly by foreign workers. Now, how's that going to work? We're wondering because New York State doesn't have any immigration-related authority. So how could Governor Hochul make that threat? But she told reporters last week that they've had conversations with the Department of State about the possibility of handing out emergency visas to foreign workers. Well, workers in New York State, we'll see how this plays out this week, but they can probably rest easy on that score because the State Department couldn't possibly process that many visas in short order. I mean, they couldn't get they couldn't process the special immigration visas for all of the Afghan contractors who worked with our armed forces there over the past 20 years in short order. So it's not likely they'll be able to do this to replace healthcare workers in New York State. But you just have to wonder, why would Governor Hochul make this kind of a threat? Is she trying to prove that she's tough? And where does she think these foreign workers are going to come from? Europe? Not likely. But this goes beyond healthcare. The armed forces of the United States facing a similar potential personnel crisis caused by pushing vaccines on the unwilling. Several hundred Navy SEALs, elite warfighters who the Pentagon has really depended on in recent years. When we don't want to deploy in large numbers, we send out Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, and the Marines and so forth, Special Forces, Delta Force teams, rather than making a large-scale deployment. But several hundred of these SEALs have requested a an exemption on religious grounds, and they're told they may not be deployed unless they take the vaccine. This is according to a lawyer and a pastor who's counseling these SEALs. The number involved in the dispute is as many as a quarter of all active duty SEALs, and this loss could seriously impact military readiness. The Biden administration, in fact, pushing for dishonorable discharges for anyone in the military who refuses the direct order to take a vaccine. Well, Republican Representative Mark Green of Tennessee proposed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would prohibit any discharge but honorable for those who refuse the vaccine. The White House responded saying that it strongly opposes Section 716. That's that section of the NDAA. The NDAA did pass the House by a wide margin last week. The Senate version of the bill does not contain this amendment, so we'll see how this all plays out. Meanwhile, a group of federal workers and a contractor suing the White House to try and stop the vaccine mandate. This was filed in Washington, D.C. on Thursday and challenges President Biden's executive order. And then there's this. Project Veritas, which has broken some huge stories over the past few years with undercover video, they released a video last week of an employee of the Food and Drug Administration advocating for the government use of drones to blow dart vaccines into the unwilling and into black people. Because contrary to the media narrative, it's not really MAGA hat-wearing Trump supporters who are the most reluctant to get the vaccine. It's African-Americans who still remember the experiments conducted less than a century ago on blacks without their knowledge, dosing them with things like syphilis to see how it affected the human body. So they're a little bit reluctant to go along with this experiment. And this FDA official actually in this video says we should explore drone technology to see about using blow darts to vaccinate people against their will. Stunning. You can find this more at find out more at the Project Veritas website. Topic number two, Congress and UFOs. Another amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act coming 3 months after the Pentagon released its report on unidentified aerial phenomena, the UAPs, which really didn't say much of anything, but the government may now be tasked with creating a permanent office to study the subject as part of the 2022 NDAA. There's a provision to create a permanent office under the Secretary of Defense to investigate reports of what we used to call UFOs. This new UAP office would be required to deliver a report to Congress once a year for the next 5 years and provide an update on any efforts underway on the ability to capture or exploit discovered unidentified aerial phenomena. Capture one and reverse engineer the technology, apparently. This passed Thursday night by a 316-113 vote, the NDAA passing the House, going on to the Senate. The Senate version of the bill does not contain this provision. We'll see if the final bill includes this. Specifically, officials within this new office would develop a means to synchronize and standardize data collection of incidents from across the federal government, search for links between these occurrences and foreign governments. That's really a good idea because this might be Chinese technology. You don't know. And evaluate how much of a threat these sightings pose. And again, this would include an analysis of evaluations of any health-related effects of exposure to these UAPs. The one thing they're not going to discuss, however, the spiritual aspect of this, at least they're not going to publicly admit to that, but that is a key component of that, and that's why we are launching the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference Countdown in just a couple of weeks. You can take advantage of that at a discount. We'll tell you how in just a few minutes. And coming up, tell you about an investor who's turned out to be better at trading cryptocurrencies than even Warren Buffett. What's even more exciting about this trader is that he's got four legs. That's next on 5 and 10.
Government feeds the ideological beast when it harnesses new technologies that take over most aspects of human life. It, by default, becomes their god.
SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. Save $10 when you sign up by October 10th at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, a successful cryptocurrency trader who's simply adorable. The trading cryptos can be tricky because they can be very volatile, even more so than the stock market. But one trader is developing a growing following on Twitch, which is a video hosting platform basically for gamers to share their adventures online. This particular trader is named Mr. Gox, G-O-X-X. He's a hamster based in Germany. He's been trading cryptocurrencies since June, according to a report in The Insider. But of course, he's not doing it all by himself. He uses what's called a Gox box, the image on the screen behind me now. This is a contraption that encourages Mr. Gox to run on his hamster wheel, and then that intention wheel chooses one of 30 different cryptos to trade. Then he goes through one of two decision tunnels that determine whether to buy or sell in 20-euro increments. And of course, this is all tied to a computer. Now, this seems random and chaotic, because it is, but the key point here is that so far, since he's begun trading just a few months ago, his portfolio is up 24%, which far outperforms the Standard & Poor's 500, the S&P 500, and the performance of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway over the same time period. Now, it's cute, but it also says a lot about trading in general and trading cryptos in particular. If a hamster can outdo those who actually do this for a living, is this really where you want to gamble your money? Just saying. Well, speaking of the Countdown virtual conference, which launches October 15th, yes, disclosure, the UAP, UFO, and contactee abductee phenomena will be topics that are at the center of this presentation. But since this is launching in the month of October, in a broader sense, it's anything to do with the supernatural realm. How do we view this? How do we process what's happening in the world around us as Christians with a supernatural worldview, or at least a worldview that should be supernatural? Again, this launches October 15th, but you can get in early at a discount. Save $10 by taking advantage of the early bird discount. By October 10th, register for just $85. That goes up to $95 on October 11th. And as part of the conference, you get access to the brand new documentary film, The Great Delusion, by Josh Peck. It features Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, and some of the last known interview footage never before seen with Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, Chris Putnam. It's fantastic. We've got some new presenters, and this this virtual conference, including Tyler Gilreath, author of the book Gospel Over Gods, Aaron Lipkin, Joe Jordan, co-founder and president of CE4 Research Group, CE4 Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind, who talks about the spiritual aspect of the contactee abductee phenomenon. Find out more and reserve your place now at defenderconference.com. Again, that's defenderconference.com. During the month of September, our thank you gift for your support is a copy of my book, Last Clash of the Titans. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, because of shipping costs, of course, for your donation of any amount, you name the price, we'll send out a copy of Last Clash of the Titans. That's our way of saying thank you, because we can't do what we do without your support. To find out more and to contribute to the work we do here, log on to skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. Our Wars of the Gods tour of Israel. We're looking forward to getting back over to the Holy Land March 20th through April 4th of 2022. Sharon and I honored to host the tour alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, and our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who's also one of the speakers at the virtual conference. You can find out more about the tour, where we plan to go, what we hope to see, and a breakdown of cost and all that at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we begin a four-week investigation into what the ancient Essenes knew about. That was the religious community at Qumran, a little south and east of Israel, or Jerusalem, that is, on the shores of the Dead Sea. Fascinating stuff, because their calendar of the cycle of Jubilees points to the final age of man beginning in 2025. Josh Peck, Dr. Ken Johnson, the guests of Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Don't miss this program. This is fascinating stuff, and it will be for the next 4 weeks. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV, and we'll broadcast on your television whenever it's convenient for you. Or better yet, add the Skywatch TV mobile app to your mobile device. And this brings not only all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, including our brand new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, and The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of which launch this week. It works on iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. It also gets you a calendar of our upcoming events, important news the mainstream media wants you to miss, and we have links to the app stores to download the free mobile app at skywatchtv.com. You'll find that link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.